Your story is your testimony, not your identity. Shift your mindset, elevate your perspective, become who God called you to be. This is the journey of you. Welcome to the journey of you, the place where faith meets growth and where courage rises to rewrite the stories that once tried to define you. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis, coach, author, communicator, and a companion on this path of becoming, committed to helping you step fully into your God-given identity. Each week, we slow down long enough to hear what heaven is whispering. Together, we peel back the doubts, the old labels, and the limits that life tried to place on you. Here, you learn to shift your mindset and elevate your perspective so you can walk heart first into purpose, clarity, and the kind of confidence that is birthed from truth, not tension or trauma. This is your invitation to breathe deeper, think higher, and see yourself the way God sees you, loved, called, and full of possibility. So wherever you are, settle in. Your journey is unfolding, and you don't have to walk it alone. Welcome to the journey of you. Today, I want to talk about when it looks different. When you have prayed a certain prayer and you are believing for God to do that one thing and He does something totally different and it looks completely different than what you prayed for, but you realize that He actually gave you what you needed and what you prayed for, but in the way that was best for you. And so I want to tell you a little bit of my story of even just some things that I've done this year. And you know, I went on a bit of a sabbatical from full-time work. My plan originally was to focus solely on growing my business and really being available for my clients and my community. I hit the ground running. God had really solidified it in my heart and given me total peace about it. And so I didn't have all of the answers. And you all know, I'm like, I want all the answers. I want to plan everything out step by step. But I was trusting God fully. And much like Peter did when he stepped out on the water, I was like, I'm going to step out in faith. And so on a Friday afternoon, I completed work at my full-time job, and I was deleted from the system by about 5 p.m. that same day, which was kind of tough, but it was like I'm closing one chapter and starting another. And so that following Monday morning, I woke up at my normal time, completed my normal routine, and I was at my desk by 8 a.m. to get to work. And I mapped out each day with three big goals for the day and what my focus was to be on, which you all know I love using the full focus planner. And it's, you know, that's the whole point of it, is to have your big three for each day that's marching you towards your goals. And so during that first 2 weeks, I created an entire program to transform the lives of my clients based on my own experiences and lessons learned. And I even started to edit a draft I had written of a book along the same lines of the program, and started to meet with some scholarship clients to have them work through the program, assess how they felt about it, and really just see, like, what did they get out of it. And each of them gave glowing reviews, like how it added value for them, how it helped them to have a clearer picture of themselves, and what they would like to do going forward. I was completely in awe of God, because I had literally been working on this for over a year and a half at that time. And the leaps and bounds that I made in just that short 2 week window in terms of the resources and products for my clients was completely amazing. Being able to pour myself into it full time just really felt invigorating, and I just fully believe that it was about to take off, y'all, okay? I attended mastermind groups, seminars. I learned more about the best ways to market and promote and just even enhancing my personal brand. And I tweaked and adjusted and I added more value to the program to get the best results for my clients. I was just really, really sure of it. And I even did some launches and promotions. And it was like little by little, you know, sales and money were trickling in, but not yet in that overflow that I needed, but I kept going. And so about after 2 months of launches and promotions, you know, I had received a few contributions, but there wasn't a lot of recurring revenue. And I was starting to grow nervous. Like Peter, I started to focus on the winds, rain, and waves crashing all around me. I was still hopeful, but still getting a little weary. And so I felt myself starting to sink. Galatians 6, 9 through 10 tells us, "And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." So I pressed forward and kept trying. I modified, adjusted, added here, amplified there, and kept taking more mastermind classes, just heeding the advice of those who had already gone before me. I followed their instructions and implemented their tips and tricks, but none of it was working for me. So then I started to look for roles to supplement my income so that I could cover my bills and still grow the business because obviously my bills didn't stop. And so I knew that I wanted to be intentional and purposeful about how I would be spending my time, just like I had been doing the last time, and God gave me everything that I asked for. I think I even told you all that before that, excuse me, I'm so sorry. That when I was leaving from, the restaurant role, that I really wanted to be intentional and purposeful in my time. And so I was very specific with what I asked God for, and he gave it to me. And so I was like, okay, I've got to do that again. Except this time, I had created my life blueprint, which I've talked to you all about. And so I was really able to hone in more on what that looked like. And a few people were suggesting different areas of, or fields of interest for me to look into, but I just kept referencing back to my blueprint. Like, what roles had I already done? Which ones had I enjoyed the most? What was the underlying theme of each one? And how did it align with my purpose, my why, my values, and my standards? I knew that I wanted to work remotely and that I wanted to make a certain amount of money to cover my personal and household responsibilities, but I also wanted to be able to cover like my business expenses until the business could cover itself. And so I knew that I wanted a role that was Monday through Friday that I could maintain while also maintaining everything that I had, been building this far. I searched and searched and searched, which I'm sure, some of you can relate. And I landed an interview from a referral that hadn't even been on my radar, which I was thankful for it, because I felt like, okay, somebody saw, my value and was like, hey, I definitely think she'd be great for this role. And so, I interviewed, but I realized very quickly that it didn't fit into the vision cast on my life blueprint. And I knew it like right as the interview was ending, and I did great in the interview itself, but I knew in my soul that it wasn't the role for me. And I've sat in interviews before that it was like, I felt like I was trying to prove like who I was or trying to like show that I had value. I wasn't as confident, but it was very different this time around because I had more of a clearer picture of me. That I had really discovered in that time of just focusing on me and spending time with God and, like, who do you say that I am, Lord? Not what everybody else says that I am or who they say that I am or not their labels or opinions, but really just getting clarity on that. And so that helped me to really narrow my focus to a specific role of interest that, touches every field. And I realized that there were some fields that I liked more than others. And so I put in for them and I just kept trucking along in the business and attended another seminar. And while I was in between sessions, I saw on LinkedIn, on my profile that a company I worked for previously was now hiring. And it was literally for the same role that I had honed in on and decided was going to be the best role for me. So I thought it was a no-brainer, obviously, to apply. I mean, I had left on great terms and I always had really good reviews. And so I was like, I for sure have got this in the bag. But then I received the same general email that all applicants there receive when they're not moved forward. I wasn't given an interview. It was like I wasn't even acknowledged. And at first, that really stung because I was like, I don't understand. Like, not even a phone call, just a nothing. And so that was on a Tuesday afternoon. And then on a Wednesday morning, the very next day, I received an email stating that one of the roles I had put in for wanted me to interview on Thursday. And they apologized for the short notice. And so I already had a business meeting planned for that morning at the time they asked for. So I proposed a new time right after and they confirmed. And everything about the role was right up my alley. The interview was great. And for the first time in an interview itself, I was not nervous. I wasn't searching for answers or trying to prove my value, trying to, prove my worth. It was like I knew that already, so I knew what I had to offer. Spending that 4 months getting to know me, honestly, it just really solidified my life blueprint. And I just really grew in my relationship with God, and He gave me clarity and confidence and just a much clearer view of who I am and who He created me to be. And so I didn't have to prove anything, though I
absolutely needed the income. I was just very locked in on how I was going to spend my time getting it. And so I just, I went through the interview and thanked them for their time. It was just like, okay, God, I'm trusting you. But then the phone call came that stated not only had I landed the role, but that I would be what everything that I was going to be doing literally encompassed all of my experience over the last 2 decades and allowed room for growth. Like, I had to go to an in-person interview, and even that morning, y'all, I'm telling you, it was nothing but God, because I didn't even have the gas at the time to get there. And I was just like, Lord, I need you to stretch this gas like you did the 5 barley loaves and the 2 small fishes. And God did. He got me there. And I went in for the interview that was already scheduled, because my first one was on Teams and then this one was in person. But while I was there meeting with the person who I was going to be reporting directly to, he was like, hey, do you have a few minutes? And I was like, sure. He said, hang on a second. And so I sat there for a few minutes and he was like, come here. And so he brought me upstairs and I got to meet with the president as well. He was the vice president. I got to meet with the president right then and there. And we talked and he told me just kind of his envision and some things that he was looking forward to doing and wanting to do. And, I mean, we talked for over an hour and I walked through like what that vision looked like for him. And he was like, well, I feel really good about this. I hope to talk to you soon. And I was like, thanks. And, I left out of there and went home. And I was just like, Lord, I'm leaving it in your hands. And I did. And there were some scriptures that came to mind. Job 22:28. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Psalm 143:8. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Psalm 138:8. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the work of thine own hands. Now I will tell you that I received the phone call that was like, yes, we want to offer you, we want you to come on board. And I was like, oh my goodness, I'm so excited. Like, this is a big deal. Now, of course, it didn't come without growing pains. To start, it was going to be in person. And I just told y'all I was only looking at remote roles. And I was like, wait, what? I had not had a full in-person role for over 7 years. And I had several thoughts and concerns around it. It wasn't exactly what I had prayed and asked for. And everything I had my heart set on was remote work. That way I could keep the flexibility and freedom of my time. I could be there when my youngest got off the bus. I could help with drop off of my grandson, for my daughter. I could help my older son, making sure he stayed hydrated and fed. It was just, I was very concerned. Even, look, I was supposed to start on a Monday, and the Wednesday before, a few situations came along, and I was really unsure of God's timing on this one. For one, my son ended up having to go to the hospital. He was dehydrated. And I was just like, what am I going to do? And we were at the hospital until about midnight. Thankfully, he was able to come home that night and just needed a day of rest and he was fine. But I was like, what if I was at work? I wouldn't have even been home. When he got here and was, talking about he was cramping and, that he felt dehydrated to call 911. And I was just like, what if this was next week? Like, what would I have done? Who would have helped him? And at the time, my husband was out of the state because he was traveling for work. So it was just like those kind of concerns were there. And like, what's my youngest going to do when he gets off the bus? And how's my daughter going to do with pick up and drop off all week? Obviously, they all are capable, but it was just that still those fears were there. And so I was just like, God, are you sure that my kids are going to be okay? Are you sure that going back in person is the best thing for me to do? Like, how am I going to do the other things I've been working on and doing and keep them moving forward? How's my vehicle going to hold up? What does the future hold? Obviously, God did not give me any of those answers. And so I stepped into it with all of my questions still unanswered, and God reminded me. that my babies were all on loan to me anyway, and that he would take good care of them. And I will tell y'all that they didn't break. They were just fine. They had an opportunity to stretch and grow and learn some things on their own, and they were well equipped. And it was definitely an adjustment. And my youngest and I were working out his schedule for after school in terms of snack, homework, studying, outside time, but they've all been figuring it out. And I realized that, one day they will be on their own and have to know how to survive. And right now it's time for me to just stretch and grow as well in order to help them in a different way. And so God answered my prayer in a completely different way than I expected. It was better and is prepping me for what's to come, for his plan in my life. And it matches things that are on my vision board in ways that I didn't even imagine. But as he said in his word in Isaiah 55, 8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Interestingly enough, he goes on further to say in verse 10 and 11 of that same chapter, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper into the thing whereto I sent it. It will accomplish what God pleases, and it shall prosper in the thing that he sends. All confirmation that we can make plans, but God truly directs us in the way which we should go. In Proverbs 16, 3 through 4, it says, roll your works upon the Lord, commit and trust them wholly to him. He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to his will, and so shall your plans be established and succeed. The Lord has made everything to accommodate itself and contribute to its own end and his own purpose. Even the wicked are fitted for their role for the day of calamity and evil. So in those moments when a door slams closed, or an opportunity goes away because someone stood in the way, there is a greater purpose at hand. God's purpose prevails. He always hears our prayers, and he always answers. Sometimes it is not the answer we wanted. Sometimes it is no. Sometimes it is yes, but it looks differently than we expected. It is better. Even if you don't think so at first, he will continue to show you that it is better for you in the bigger picture of your life and the assignment that he has for you. Let go, lean in, and trust God. He's got you. No matter what, he's got you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for your word today. We thank you, Father, that we can come to you with every care, every fear, every concern, every anxiety, every stress, every single thing that is on our mind, you care about it, Lord. And so we thank you that we can bring it to you, that we can pray, that we can decree a thing that even in that, Lord, that your thoughts are not our thoughts and your ways are not our ways. And we thank you, Father, that you have our best interest at heart and that your purpose will prevail. And sometimes we'll get it right and sometimes we won't. But we thank you, Lord, that we can lean in and trust in you to lead and guide us in the way that you would have for us to go, Father, for you've already ordered our steps. So we just pray for each and every person listening on today, Lord, that you cover them, Father, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord. Be their encouragement, their hope, their joy, their love, their peace, Father. May they know, Lord, that you are with them always. May they feel your presence, and may they lean in and trust in you, even when they don't have all the answers and you don't tell them every single thing up front, Father. May they still step out in faith anyway, and with each step, you continue to guide them in the way that you want them to go, that they can accomplish everything that you've created them to do. We ask these things in your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want you all to remember that this is your journey. It's where your life begins.
Thanks for being here on the journey of you. If this episode blessed you, take a moment to connect with me, whether through email, Substack, or the contact page at tonyadbenis.com. I'd love to walk alongside you with encouragement and truth for your journey. Until we meet again, stay rooted in faith, anchored in purpose, and bold in who you are becoming.